All right, praise the Lord. So, these sins we confess them now. Can I please repeat after me? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of
I'm
Jesus,
not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness,
of all unrighteousness,
according to 1 John 1 9.
according to 1 John 1 9.
Okay, we'll go to our praise and worship now. Okay, praise God. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Keep on praying. God bless us all. As we're going through these challenging times coming ahead, we need to really keep God in our forefront and realize that no matter what's happened in the world, He is with us. He will never leave us, never forsake us, and that He's going to lead us and guide us in everything we do. And of course, one of the goals has always been Overcomers Club is that we hear and discern God's voice better. Know that it's Him speaking to us. Know that He's the one leading us. And it's just fantastic that we can hear His voice so well and discern when the enemy is trying to imitate Him and know what the right answer is in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, so on Wednesdays, we like to use that sometimes as our workshop that we're doing this series on Prosper Your Soul and Be in Health series. And just to do a quick review here.
Okay, the word of God prospers your soul. As your soul prospers, everything else lines up. 3 John 1, 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper, which is financial, and be in health, which is physical. As your soul prospers, of course, that's spiritual. So you take the Trinity of that together, and we're doing fantastic. And that's what sets us up for the end times, okay?
But also that word prosper in the Greek means successful. So basically, your soul will prosper and be successful and in health, even as your soul prospers by speaking the word of God. And you need to also be a doer of God's word, not a hearer only. Then you will be transformed by renewing your mind with the word of God. So as we all know, that scripture, Romans 12, 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The battlefield is in our mind. And if you're having challenges with prosperity or receiving healing, we need to keep working on prospering our soul and having our soul become more successful.
Okay, Jesus prospers you and makes you successful in every area of your life. It's not just financial, but finance is important, but it's also in your physical, also in your spiritual, also in your relationships, also in your marriage, also in every single area of your life. You are successful because Jesus leads you in everything you do. Luke 4, 16 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Okay. Upon us. It stays upon us because He has anointed, in this case, Jesus to preach the gospel to the poor. We preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent Jesus to heal the brokenhearted. So, if there's any challenge in your heart, Jesus will heal that broken heart to proclaim liberty to the captives and recover sight to the blind and set liberty to those who are oppressed. Okay. And Jesus prospers the poor. Luke 4, 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Okay. Now, I remember the story of the woman with the issue of blood. She became poor because she had enormous medical bills. Doctors couldn't heal her, but Jesus healed her immediately. Okay. All right. Luke 8, 43, 44, and 48. And a woman who had suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years, spent all her money on physicians, could not be healed by anyone, came behind him and touched the fringe of his outer robe. Immediately her bleeding stopped. Now, that shows how much his anointing was in him. Just the touch of his cloth healed her for something she'd been dealt for a dozen years, instantaneously healed. He didn't have to say, be healed. He didn't have to say anything. He didn't have to say, your sins are forgiven. Just touching his cloth, his anointing healed her. And he said to her, daughter, your faith, your personal trust and confidence in me has made you well. Go in peace, untroubled, undisturbed, well-being. Though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that by his poverty he might become rich, abundantly blessed.
So when we rely on God as our healer, he takes care of it. And it doesn't matter how long it takes you, as long as you pursue and you're allowing the word of God to work in you as that divine medicine. It's the word of God that heals us. It's Jesus, because Jesus is the word. And we have to trust in him, confide in him, confide in his word and what he says. And we have to renew our minds to know that just like this woman who was hemorrhaging and she became poor because she had to give all her money up to the medical community. Satan's still trying to do that with everybody. Getting help from the medical community is not cheap. And we want to renew our minds to do it God's way and to just pursue Jesus, pursue his word, and trust him so much that we just receive from him and his anointing. And in our minds, we have to see ourselves as healed ones, not seeing ourselves as sick, not seeing ourselves as having an injury or pain or financial challenges. We have to already see ourselves in our mind. That woman saw herself healed. If she could just receive from Jesus, if she could just draw the anointing from him, he knew the anointing left him. He knew immediately when someone touched his robe. That's why he was looking around like, what's going on? And, you know, the disciples are like, what do you mean? Everybody is, you know, bumping up against you in this crowd. He knew the anointing went from him to someone else. When you lay hands on someone, you could feel that anointing when they receive it going from you to that person. And the person can receive and feel the emergence of that tangible power, like electricity coming into them or absorbing it like a sponge. So there's a contact of ascending and a receiving. And when we receive from the word of God, it's the same thing, that Jesus has already done his part. And now we're in receiving mode. So when we go over the word of God again on a Wednesday night, we're going to dig deeper and deeper each time into that onion layer where we are receiving as we're touching that anointing. We're knowing that is the power of God to heal. We know that the anointing breaks every yoke of bondage. What does that mean? It means that any challenge that you've been having challenges with, is broken by the power of God. And we have to look at ourselves in our mind of it actually happening, and then it does happen. Because as you perceive it in your mind, you're allowing it to come into the eye of your faith, into heart faith, open up the veil of your heart, and then receive the planted word where it can be watered as we repeat the scriptures and lessons and teachings over and over. That's watering, watering, and that seed finally will come up and blossom and bear fruit, and you'll be able to reap what you need. So look at your status. How much more healing do you need? What healings have you received? Wow, you're doing great. Now we're going to progress towards the completion of everything you need. What's your financial status? Can you receive more from God? Do you need more blessings? Well, let's renew our minds tonight to see ourselves and allow that dunamis dynamite power of God to renew our minds to see ourselves as a co-heir. If someone said to you, you've just received an inheritance of multi-billions of dollars, and it was true, would you then, maybe somebody still would wear their holy favorite holy shirt, but I wouldn't. I don't have a holy shirt, but if I did, it would be going in the garbage. I would go buy some new clothes, because in my mind, I can get something new with more money that I have. Better quality, better a store. You don't have to look for a sale. I mean, what would you do in your mind if you received an inheritance today? I'm sure you have a list of things that you want to get, repair, places to travel to and visit, and a whole big long list of things that you would like to do if you had an exorbitant amount of money. What would you do if you had no sickness or infirmity challenges? Your energy, your strength, everything was perfect. Some of you might not need any healing, so this might not apply to you. But those of you that are still believing God for the completion of the manifestation of the healing that you believe that you received by faith, what would you do? What if someone had a hurt leg and they used to love to go bicycling and go up in the mountain trails, but after a hurt leg, they haven't been able to do that? Wouldn't they want to just like jump on that bike and get up there? I mean, what would you want to do? Would you like to go for a walk on a beach? But because if someone has a hurt knee challenge, it's hard to limp in the sand, but with healed knees, you'd love to go back on the hard pack, go put your feet in the water, go for a swim. What would you do? That is prospering your soul. That is having a success mind where you see yourself accomplishing everything that God wants you to accomplish, because that's the way he sees you already. He sees you completely healed, healthy, whole, energetic. He sees you with every need already met, with abundance spilling out and overflowing so you could bless other people. He sees you using his co-inheritance for the kingdom of God so the gospel can be spread, and that what we are doing can bless other people. This is what God wants us to think like. This is the way he wants us to act and be a doer of this word, of who you are already in Christ Jesus, not who you think you want to be. No, he already sees you completely healed. God already sees you completely wealthy with abundance. God already has ordained for you what he needs you to do in your community and your church and your loved ones, and what, how to minister to more people. That is exciting to me. What does God want you to do to prosper your soul? I want you to get out a paper and a pen or pencil or on your phone, and I want you to put down a list. If you had complete healing and total energy, you were at your goal in every physical area, no diabetic challenges, no cardiovascular challenges, no weakness or pains or aches, no arthritis. And those of you that still have a doctor, the doctor would say the lab reports are completely, totally normal levels and there's nothing wrong with you. And hooray, hooray. What would you want to do that you hadn't been able to do? And if you had an enormous amount of wealth that you inherited, what would you do? Where would you go? What would you buy? Who would you bless? Who would you minister to? Who would you minister to if you had more energy? Let's not think about ourselves or what I want, me, 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 me. How can we be a blessing to someone else? I want you to write that all down.
So in combination of what we're thinking about and talking about here today, as we said before, we have the dunamis, dynamite, lightning power of God inside of us. And this power is we can activate as we want, to the level we want. And as you heard us say before, the smallest of these lightning bolts can power New York State for about 10 years. That's a lot of power. But we have the power of God inside of us. So it's huge. It's fantastic. So as you think about these things that you want to do, A, for yourself, B, for other people, how you can minister and bless other people, realize what we're going for here is to get the power inside of us, be able to do everything we want to do. Because when you're writing down things like this, God is giving you a mission. There's a mission you need to do for Him. And He expects it. He expects for you to go forth. Now, you want to hear the words, well done, good and faithful servant, at the end when we meet Jesus? You better be doing His work. This is what it's all about. We're going to get closer to Him and closer to Him to hear His voice. He will lead us and guide us in everything we're going to do. Everything we do will be successful. Everything we do will bless His kingdom. Even our own prosperity blesses His kingdom. Okay. And we're very excited about this. I've said this. I'm going to say it again. There's going to be millionaires coming out of this group here. Multi-millionaires. As we get this down, God is going to give us concepts and things to do that the world hasn't seen yet. We talk about the transfer of wealth often. We may as well take our part of it as soon as possible. Okay.
So, this dunamis dynamite power that's inside of each of us, we are going to use it in prayer tonight. We are going to pray for every ABC-er. See, when you pray for others, you yourself will receive. And so we are going to intercede and pray for others, as well as our own needs and our loved ones, for healing, health, and wholeness, for prosperity, for every need to be answered. And we're going to join together with a triple triumphant prayer method of interceding prophetically so that the Holy Spirit will use us to pray things forth that do not exist to become existent. The prayer of agreement and prayer of unity. We're going to pray for each other tonight.
You think about when Solomon was talking to God and at the very beginning, God says, what do you want? Solomon didn't think about wealth and riches for himself. He says, I want wisdom to rule your people properly. He thought of the others. Because he did this, I'll bless you with all the wealth and everything else with it. So that's what we're focused here on, the others right now. What can we do for others? Knowing that if we do for others what God wants to do, he'll bless us with everything. Okay?
Amen. And let's ask God for wisdom. We ask you, Lord God, for the wisdom.
Remember, there's nothing more valuable than an idea. Look at Netflix. Before Netflix, there was a company called Blockbuster. And Blockbuster was all around. They rented out videotapes and things like that. And Netflix came in, wanted to sell themselves to Blockbuster. And Blockbuster couldn't see it. They turned them down. So the guy said, no problem. I'll just do it myself. Of course, he then put Blockbuster out of business. That is a transfer of wealth. And I'm not putting anybody out of business, but if God has an idea for us to do something better, that's going to bless the kingdom of God. Okay? All right, so let's pray. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for all you've done for us, all you continue to do for us. We come here tonight to hear your voice, Lord, to discern what it is exactly you want us to do as we are your humble servants, Lord. And we ask you, what do you want us to do? Where do you want us to plant our flag? Where do you want us to do what we need to do to bless your kingdom the most? That's our sole purpose here. And as we hear this, we're going to take notes on this. We're going to write it down. And the Lord's going to bless us to do the job. But to do the job, just as Joseph was blessed to run Egypt when he became the prime minister, he was also given great wealth. He's going to bless us to do what we need to do for his kingdom and also give us the tools and finances and health that we need to do the job. In Jesus' name, amen. So go ahead and type to put in your list what you want to do for God. And we'll start praying in tongues, okay?
Those of you that want to unmute and speak in tongues with us out loud, go ahead. and do that.
Piriya ra 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 ra
Praise God. Thank you all very much. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, I'm gonna lead a USP, and then we'll our closing prayer, then we'll do a Savage Kingdom of God, and we'll have communion. Okay. So repeat after me. Let every sins confess them now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing us.
Thank you for cleansing us.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1 9.
According to 1 John 1 9.
Okay. Great. And then those who want to please establish the kingdom of God. Okay, thank you all. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise and glorify you. Thank you for all the prayers that we prayed out together in tongues. We come into a prayer of agreement right now. They're all covered by you, Lord. We thank you for their immediate manifestation for everybody in Jesus' name. Glory to your holy name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Okay. All right, Nick, would you be so good as to do communion for us?
I would. All right, everyone grab your elements. All right. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. As often as you do this in remembrance of me." Father God, we thank you for this, for your body. We thank you for what you endured on the cross, Father God. We thank you for your sacrifice. And we thank you for partaking of your body, that we are given new life, Father God. And that by partaking of your body, Lord, we continue to take on the healing and the wholeness that comes from partaking of this body, Lord. So we thank you, we honor and we praise you. And we thank you for your body. Everyone partake of your body.
May you agree and receive Jesus' name.
All right. In the same manner, he took the cup after supper and he said, "This cup is the new covenant and my blessing. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Lord, we thank you for this cup, the cup of blessing, Lord, that washes us clean, washes us, makes us whole, Lord. We thank you again for your sacrifice and the blood that you shed while on the cross, Lord, and sacrificing and giving your life for us, Father God. We thank you, we honor and we praise you. And we thank you that through this, we can become closer and more like you, Lord. Partake of your body, of the blessing.
We agree and receive Jesus' name.
Excellent. Let's do 20 affirmations. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Are you ready? Okay, praise the Lord. So next week we have Renee and Sharon doing communion. Okay. And on the 30th, we'll have Gwen. What?
Gwen, could you do the communion on the 30th?
Yes, okay.
And Deborah, could you do communion on the 30th too?
I'm not sure if I'll be here.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Okay. Let's see. And well, let us know another time when you might be able to, if you can't that night.
Denise, could you do communion on the 30th?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Okay. And then we'll have Deborah do it another time.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Okay.
All right. Praise the Lord. Okay. Let's close in prayer. Pastor Matthew, you so kind of close in prayer tonight?
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Jesus. Father, you have done so much for us through Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father, for what we saw tonight in your word, how Jesus has done so much for us in our healing, in finances, in every way, emotionally, spiritually, physically, financially. And we thank you, Father, that the promise for your destiny being fulfilled through us is immense. We thank you that every promise and every blessing and every benefit is ours in Christ Jesus, every benefit of this new covenant that we live in. So we thank you, Father. And I just pray your blessing over every person tonight, that they would have a vision and a motivation and a desire to seek after you, to seek you first, so that they can be all that you have called them to be, to hear your voice and to be obedient. Thank you, Father. And I also pray, Father, for each person, that you would give them sweet and deep sleep tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
We agree in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus. Okay. Well, this concludes our Overcomer service. Thanks for coming. We hope to see you on Sunday. It's going to be a great service. And the third Sunday fellowship is coming up this Sunday.
Right.
Can you please let Gwen know if you can make it, so that we know how many seats to reserve? And it's going to be at
Applebee's on Citrus in Azusa.
Yeah. So I hope you guys can make it. And those of you that can be there, we would love to see you. And those of you that want to say goodnight can unmute yourselves and say goodbye to each other. Love you guys. See you Sunday. And 6:33 tomorrow, those of you that can make it. Love you. Bye. God bless you. Bye. Good night. Good night. Bye.